Lebanon is a country, of course, in a very volatile region, and it's been subjected to a protracted crisis, both in country and the impact of the Syria crisis. Since the recent election of President Aoun to the presidency and the expected formation of a new government, I would say the mood is more optimistic and there's an expectation of continued breakthroughs politically.
Presumably, the stability of Lebanon is crucial for the region.
Absolutely. It's crucial for Lebanon itself. It's also crucial for, I would say, Europe. Lebanon is host to over 1.1 million registered Syrian refugees, in addition to approximately 300,000 Palestine refugees since 1948. And of course, Lebanon is a unique country. It needs to be preserved, shielded, and the international community does all it can to support Lebanon in that regard.
What challenges is the country facing right now in terms of security?
Security, it's always evolving. There are risks of incursion of armed extremists from neighboring Syria. There is a continuous slow undercurrent, a risk of radicalization within country. And of course, the broader socioeconomic conditions that have negatively affected Lebanon in view also of the Syria crisis, that creates new tensions within.
And how destabilizing is the refugee situation?
We have to start always by giving a clear recognition and acknowledgement for the tremendous generosity of spirit that the Lebanese government and people have extended towards the Syrian refugees. The numbers, of course, are very high. Almost 1 in 4 people on Lebanon's soil are at present refugee. For a small country, demographically, economically, in the long run, this is not sustainable. So it's less of a security issue, it is more of an overall containment of a situation which presents a challenge for Lebanon's citizens and of course for the refugees themselves who look forward to a safe and dignified return when the time permits.
And to what extent are those refugees increasingly facing a hostile environment?
Perhaps if we are more honest and look at other countries, hostility is more expressed elsewhere. The Lebanese have been very tolerant, generous and accommodating, but they are anxious, and angst is of course a very poor counsel for anyone. They're anxious because the safe and voluntary return of the refugees is awaiting a political solution to the crisis in Syria, and in the meantime we have to do as much as we can to provide support to the refugees, protection, access to school, healthcare, and of course employment opportunities where this is possible. But we also have to make sure that the Lebanese vulnerable feel neither left behind and also feel that their needs are being looked at and taken into account.
But there are some who do consider refugees as a very serious security threat.
It's an easy narrative indeed, and I believe that we have to address that. We have to demonstrate the facts. We have to show that in actual assistance and protection, the best collective security is established, but a toxic narrative around the presence of, let's say, others or the outsider, be they migrants or refugees, is of course a phenomenon that we now see that extends beyond the borders of Lebanon. What we have to do in Lebanon and what we're doing with the government, and we will work of course also closely with the government of Prime Minister Saad Hariri, the designate Prime Minister, to help formulate an overall comprehensive plan of action for the Lebanese economy, for Lebanon citizens on the security side, but of course also tailor-made continued assistance programs for the refugees.
Do you feel as though the government has a good plan to deal with the refugee situation?
Well, we'll have a new government. At the moment, there's a government that is a caretaker government, which has worked extraordinarily well, has been supportive, but has also expressed continuous concerns that most of Lebanon's citizens feel. But there's a partnership with the international community through the UN and, of course, donor countries and member states to see what can be done if we have to project it over a longer period of time.
And are the Lebanese people positive about the future?
The recent election of President Aoun, the expected government formation by Prime Minister Saad Hariri, I believe has created a new momentum and given a new level of confidence. But the proof of the pudding is always in the eating. And it's very important that the institutions of state start to function again. And I think that gives hope. There's expectation. And now, of course, we have to make sure there's delivery.
It is quite extraordinary, though, isn't it, that the country is doing so well given everything that's happened.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go from crisis to so well. There's the grey zone with a lot of challenges, with risks, but a tremendous, I would say, Lebanese courage, individual dignity, and above all, the ability to thrive despite all the challenges, and that is remarkable.